You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 912, hour number 2. My name is Max. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, playing more contemporary classical and experimental music. We will start with a new piece from George Crumb, and we'll also hear continuations from last week, including Anne LeBaron's Crescent City Hyper Opera and Neely Bruce's The Plague. We ended the last hour with music from Sten Hansen, 8 variations on a polska from Hammerdahl, electroacoustic music from Sweden, and from Jaune 2 and Ensemble Super Musique, selections from La Neige, the Récit de Neige CD from 2010 on Ambiance Magnétique. And snow comes in as a theme. As we ended with, I had just a few seconds left, so I included Robert Frost's Dust of Snow, read by Robert Frost himself in 1933 at the very end. The fidelity is not terribly good because of the time it was recorded and how long ago. That was from the Poetry Foundation online. We will start with George Crumb, and the reference to snow here is evident in the reference to the title. George Crumb named his piece Yesteryear from a poem by François Villon, Ballade des Dames du Temps Jadis, the lady's ballad of times gone by, or days gone by. And the first stanza ends with the final line, Mais au soleil neige d'antan. But where are the snows of yesteryear? So a little bit of snow carrying over from the first hour from George Crumb, and the new Bridge Records CD, Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 18. This piece features mezzo-soprano by Tony Arnold, amplified piano by Marcantonio Baroni, percussion by David Nelson, percussion also by William Carrigan, and that was music recorded at Lang Performance Arts Center, Swarthmore College, in June of 2016. A 2005 composition by Crumb, revised in 2013. George Crumb, Yesteryear, from a new release on Bridge, Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 18. You're listening to Martian Gardens, Episode 912, Hour Number 1, The Martian Gardens Blog. For complete playlists and links is martiangardens.blog.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was George Crumb, Yesteryear, a premiere recording from a Complete Crumb Edition Volume 18 on Bridge Records. That was mezzo-soprano Tony Arnold with amplified piano by Marc Antonio Baroni and percussion by David Nelson and William Kerrigan. Music recorded at Lang Performing Arts Center, Swarthmore College on June 2016. That was composed in 2005 and revised in 2013 and finally released on this Bridge Records release 2017, the Complete Crumb Edition Volume 18. And again, that takes its text from the poem by François Villon, Ballad des Dames du Temps Jadi, the Lady's Ballad of Days Gone By, with the final stanza, Mao sont les neiges d'antan. We will continue with music from the California Institute of the Arts, Anne LeBaron, and her opera Crescent City, a hyper opera with the libretto written by Doug Kearney, with music and electronics by Anne LeBaron, directed by Yuval Sharon, and conducted by Mark Lowenstein. This rendition of Crescent City was recorded at a performance at Atwater Crossing in Los Angeles in May of 2012. Crescent City is an allegory of Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath in New Orleans, and the explanation and précis and examples of the visual components of this hyper opera. What a hyper opera is, you can find it. The links I have left to it at martiangardens.blog, the Innova Recordings link. This is episode 912, hour number 2. That's what you're looking for. We continue from last week, where we left off in Act 1, and we'll hear three selections. Marie invokes Loa. Cop discovers Marie's body. And Deadly Bell's first turn. And these selections amount to about 20 minutes. Anne LeBaron, selections from Crescent City, Act 1, a hyper opera on Innova Recordings, released in 2014.
Though she gets old,
we all
husband, what your strength in never face a city is in danger of
love. The hell in this fallen city
of
love. Storms come and go. What have we done? It's all lost. You have just gone and gone.
Every day the people praise him with songs and praises. They praise
him.
Lord God,
and
become peace.
With a change of weather,
she didn't say please.
Why bother us for umbrellas?
Mammy water is the right flower.
Water belongs to Mammy.
As beauty to Erzuli.
I got 1 foot in the dirt. She gave me one in the river. Mammy's price so dear. Now I can't afford her favor.
Then the city's already gone.
No.
All that's left is a little
slain.
For a little stain, a royal.
But the people
are a nest of rats.
How they bit, how they bit when they got a little wet.
We need your guidance, you know that.
Well, aren't you needy? You don't seem quite at home here yet.
I've been asleep for
so long. But not back here after so many years.
Where were you when I was gone?
Were you prison to school?
Where
are your wishes to swell?
Where were you when I was gone?
We should strike again.
Strike again. We should strike me dead and take my bones for Crescent City. Take my bones and build a levee. Take my meat instead of hen.
She would die for Crescent.
This is taking too much from me. So justice wants both my feet will be on the ground.
Down.
No, no.
Sister,
please, you are so hard. Is this not sweeter than a shitty please?
Marie Laveau, you got the cross in you. We like the Christ, it's Christian that ain't nice.
Keep your life and your heart.
Only take a little bite. We'll
set the city for right of pain.
I think the pickings will be slim.
Kindness again. Strike me dead and take my bones. Take my bones for Crescent City.
at the crossroads. Arthur listens when the sun is low. He has no taste for gentle work, and in all light he sees the dark.
Yes, yes, we know our brother well. His ways are mean. Now a meal we will make a fight.
And on.
Job. Smells like she's gone bad. Well, this city has gone to shit.
Thank you.
Uncle Mano, ferret back to the shithole. Crescent City, I present the one and only Deadly Bear.
Messieurs and mademoiselle, I am the deliciously deadly bear. City, but I am twice as bad as that windy bitch. Y'all remember Hurricane Bell?
Yeah.
Natch.
What a babe the bell. Wah, wah, wah. What a dame that bell. She drowns you in kisses. Down to hell. Merci. Merci. Yes, I love you very much. But tonight, I have a new tune which I'm sure all of you will like. Maestro, please.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 912, hour number 2. And speaking of number 2, I do apologize if you're listening to the broadcast version. I had to reverse all those S-bombs because there are still broadcast standards, which I think of as rather backdated, but what can I do? Anne LeBaron, selections from Crescent City, Act 1. We heard Marie invokes the law, cop discovers Marie's body, and Deadly Bell's first turn. That's from Crescent City, a hyper opera. Music released on Innova Recordings on a beautiful double CD set in 2014. Music and Electronics by Anne LeBaron. Director was Yuval Sharon, and the conductor is Mark Lowenstein. The libretto was Anne LeBaron's colleague from Cal Arts, Doug Kearney. Crescent City, a hyper opera composed in 2012. We'll continue from last week next. Neely Bruce, selections from The Plague. The Plague, a commentary on the work of the Fourth Horseman, the Fourth Horseman in the Book of Revelation being Pestilence. This was composed in the mid-80s and recorded in London in 1984-1985. The CD The Plague and Other Works, The Electric Phoenix Sing Neely Bruce, was released on Mode Records in 1991. The Electric Phoenix was a vocal quartet from London, and there the more information on the personnel and the credits for Neely Bruce's The Plague are on the Martian Gardens blog, which again is martiangardens.blog. And this is episode 912, hour number 2. We'll start with The Plague. The first selection in the second half that we'll hear is called Madrigals. Neely Bruce, selections from The Plague, a commentary on the work of the Fourth Horseman on Martian Gardens. Owing to time constraints, the final portion, The Powers of the Plague, with the death of the rats, will be heard in episode 913, hour number 1. But in the podcast and webcast, you'll hear the complete Plague until its ending. Do apologize for this inconvenience.
I show how much, how rightly the heart grieves when love's faith is betrayed.
Yet I know not if ever,
love, when first you placed within my heart her for whom I sigh without hope, you showed her to me so full of virtue that I should have held my torture light. That came through you into my mind, but now remains a grief that now I know my error and know it to my cost. I learned to know love's cheat when she in whom alone I hoped abandoned me. For when I thought myself more forward in her favor, more her servant, and did not see the coming of my future pain, I found she had given welcome to another's worth.
I cannot
and
tell what
me
was the delight
for
which set this
how great my comfortless grief
so
is. Love, you know, and even
rest,
so much I call upon you with my plaints. I burn so fiercely that I crave for death as for the lesser pain. Come then and end my madness and my cruel harsh life with death's blow. For wherever I go, my suffering must be
left.
No other way, no other comfort to my woe remains. Since wrong
treasure taken from me. Yet when I die, O Lord, make her happy as you have made her love anew.
If ever once again I hold you so near, let me so find you, let one of me, and let you go.
My song, if none should sing you, what care I, since none can sing you as I sing? One task alone I charge with you, go seek a love, and unto him alone reveal how tedious to me is my sad and bitter life, and pray him by his word to bring me, to a better, port, to bring me to a better port.
For the bubonic plague is a magnified plague, for the bubonic plague is the way to go. If you want to go, you want to go in style, there's no better way to do it than the bubonic plague.
For the bubonic plague is the magnified plague, for the bubonic plague is the way to go. If you want to go, you want to go in style, there's no better way to do it than the bubonic plague.
Six. It's always on page 6.
Listen to this. This is unbelievable. There's something about Mungo. As bubonic plague continues to spread geographically, new forms of the disease are taking their toll on human life. A small chemical plant in New Jersey has been burying its chemical waste from its property for decades. Long ago, the vegetation in the area began to die off, and now there is not so much as a blade of grass.
Children will play with anything. Mungo is the cause of the plague.
All of the people who have the little are dead of cancer or dying of incurable
disease. Mungo is the cause of the plague.
It's the cold, it's inactivity.
Mungo is the cause of the plague.
Oh, the bubonic plague is a mighty fine trick. Oh, the bubonic plague is the way to die. If you want to go, you want to die in style. There's no better way to go it than the bubonic plague.
Oh, the bubonic plague is a mighty fine trick. Oh, the bubonic plague is the way to die. If you want to go, you want to die in style. There's no better way to go it than the bubonic plague.
Get the paper.
Wait, it's the end of the seventh day and we haven't started to rehearse at all.
I can't help it, Maynie. It's become a compulsion with me. I have to know what's happening. I'm going to get the paper.
Let it go. If we read the news, we can concentrate better on the songs.
front page news. Plague invades the United States following initial outbreak of the plague in San Francisco, which government officials have tried unsuccessfully to cover up. A massive earthquake has released a second, more deadly round of the disease. Moving eastward, a number of cases have been reported among the Navajos in New Mexico, and isolated cases have appeared in Texas and Michigan. Widespread panic seems imminent. In addition to striking humans, the plague has spread in the United States to several other species. Dead squirrels, prairie dogs, and even a dead coyote have been found in the American West.
The land from the fourth sea, and I heard the fourth and little shout in a voice like thunder. Another horse appeared, deadly pale, and its rider was called Plague, and had it followed at his heels, and its rider was called Plague, and had it followed at his heels.
There's much more news in the cause column, along with chemically induced disease. Two new forms of the plague have reached epidemic proportions. Millions are suffering from genital infections resembling common cold sores. Resistant to all forms of treatment, herpes 2 is spread by sexual contact. While it cannot be cured, treatment can alleviate suffering and prevent the spread of the disease to unaffected parts of the body. Untreated, the virus can cause permanent damage to the urinary tract, sterility, and in extreme cases, death. In response to the plague, countless multitudes have turned to the pleasures of the flesh for solace. But this has turned out to be a cruel illusion. An even more mysterious venereal disease has made its appearance in the arena of death. It has claimed thousands of victims in the United States and is now spreading to Europe. The cause of acquired immune deficiency syndrome, commonly known as AIDS, is completely unknown. More than 70% of those who have contracted the disease are male homosexuals, but other groups, including Haitians, intravenous drug users, and hemophiliacs, are susceptible. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome is spreading to the heterosexual community as well. Inactivity is the cause of the plague.
It's too much sex.
It's the cold.
It's too much sex.
It's the cold.
It's too much sex.
Inactivity.
The bubonic plague is a mighty fine road. Oh, the bubonic plague is the way to die. If you wanna go, you wanna die in style. There's no better way to fight it than the bubonic plague. Oh, the bubonic plague is a mighty fine road. Oh, the bubonic plague is the way to die. If you wanna go, you wanna die in style. There's no better way to fight it than the bubonic plague. Repeat it in our own time, reveal it in our time. For all your wrath, remember to be merciful.
The Lord is coming from Tabor, and the Holy One from Haran. His majesty bears the heavens, the earth is filled with his glory. Brightness is like the day, rays flash on his head. That is where his power is hidden.
arrows, avoiding the flash of your arrows, the gleam of your glittering spear.
Raging is right the ocean, triumphal ambition. Raging is right the ocean, triumphal ambition.
Yeah, Dion, don't complain. Just make yourself a hamburger or something.
Go into the kitchen and you'll open the refrigerator, take the meat off the truck and make yourself a hamburger. Go into the kitchen and you'll open the refrigerator, take the meat off the drawer and make yourself a hamburger. Go into the kitchen and you'll open the refrigerator, take the meat off the drawer and make yourself a hamburger. Just pouring out of the refrigerator, my therapy, the ice thing from your taste.
Damn it, close the refrigerator.
Rats, I'm just pouring out of the refrigerator, rats. I'm just pouring out of the refrigerator, rats.
Just milk something. I bet the rats are the cause of the rain.
But how?
Go into the kitchen and you'll open the refrigerator, leave the meat in the drawer, don't be a hamburger.
Rats,
I'm just pouring out of the refrigerator, rats. I'm just pouring out of the refrigerator, hundreds and hundreds.
It's the rats.
It's too much sense. Inactivity is the cause of the plague.
It's the cold.
It's the rats. It's the cold.
It's the rats.
Too much sense.
It's the rats. It's too much sense.
Inactivity is the cause of the plague. And he's right out of his cold bed. And then he's full of empty seals. The Jews are the cause of the plague.
It's the rats.
It's too much sex.
Fire is the cure for the plague. Exercise is the cure for the plague. Dancing is the cure for the plague. Abstinence is the cure for the plague.
It's the cold.
It's too much sex.
Vulgar
is the cause of the plague.
Is the cause of that plague.
Another wholesome that we fail.
And each writer was called plague. The Jews are the cause of the plague.
Maria, bring me trust in thee to move thy son to sympathy.
Maria, bring me trust in thee to move thy son to sympathy. The Jews are the cause of the plague.
Cold is the cause of the plague.
The flatulence arrested.
It's
the rat, it's too much sex.
It's the cold, it's the rat, it's
too much sex.
It's the cold, it's the rat, it's
too much sex. Too much sex.
It's the cause of our pain. And on the whole, so we can be paid.
Together with delight, without effort, my strife.
I burn so fiercely that I crave for death, I crave. For death, that's for the lesser pain.
It's the cause
of the rat!
It's the cause of the rat!
It's the rat!
Inactivity is the cause of her pain.
Too much sex! Too much sex!
Too much sex!
Is the cause of her pain.
And
the horse of him.
We've been here 10 days. We've got to get out of this place.
Everywhere is the same.
Now that the rats are here, we're sure to die if we stay.
A friend of mine has a place in Vermont. If we can find enough gas, we can get up there.